continue with conditionals. Let me give you some examples. So from first to second, right? Compare these examples. Lisa, shall we go by bus or by train? Jess, if we go by bus, it will be cheaper. If we go by bus, it will be cheaper is the first conditional, and we know that the meaning of the first conditional is a logical consequence. If the first part happens, the second will happen. If I study, I will pass the exam. It's logical. If I don't study, I will not pass the exam. That's an example to you. Study the second example. Lisa and Jess decide to go by train. Later, Jess talks to Joe. Joe asks, how are you going to travel? And Jess says, we're going to travel by train. If we went by bus, it would be cheaper, but the train is quicker. If we went by bus is an imaginary situation. It's a second conditional, but I'm talking about present. Therefore, I use past simple or the second conditional. Now, Jess knows that they're not going to travel by bus. So she says, if we went by bus, it would be, not if we go. Right? So if we go by bus, it will be, means that I know that I'm going by bus. But when I know I'm not going, it's unreal, it's imaginary. I say, if I went by bus, it would be. So past simple and conditional, or second conditional. Does this make sense? Okay, let's continue. When we imagine something that will not happen, or we don't expect that it will happen, we use if plus past. If we went, if there was, if you found. But the meaning is not past. What will you do if you won a lot of money? We don't really expect this to happen, right? If I ask you, what would you do if you won a lot of money? Generally speaking, you don't expect this to happen. Maybe people who play Super Nalotto do, but generally speaking, no. Or another example, if there was or were an election tomorrow, who would you vote for? If there was or if there were, because we know that there's no election tomorrow, right? First audio lesson for the beginning of conditionals. So we are going to look into the second conditional more. So if you for some reason do not understand it now, don't worry. We're gonna do it again and again and again, which is the only way, incidentally, to learn something in English language. Okay, continuing with examples. Compare if I find and if I found. I think I left my watch at your house. If you find it, can you call me? So if you find it is a first conditional because she knows that if he or she finds it, they will call them. If you found, but if you found a wallet in the street, what will you do with it? This is a hypothetical situation, right? This is why we use second conditional, hypothetical or imaginary situation. Like, if I won a lot of money, I would buy a huge house. If I won a lot of money is a hypothetical situation because, well, generally speaking, I don't have a lot of luck, but I think generally speaking, not a lot of people win money easily. Even though there's Super Nalotto here in Italy, so maybe that's something to look into. All right, let's continue. Examples. We do not normally use would in the if part of the sentence. For example, I'd be very scared if somebody pointed a gun at me, not if somebody would point, right? Or, if we went by bus, it would be cheaper, not if we go by bus, clearly. But if you use if would, when you ask somebody to do something, so a polite, a request. So you say, from a formal letter, I would be grateful if you would let me know your decision as soon as possible. Right? If you would let me know is a formal, a polite way of asking for information in this case. All right, more examples. In the other part of the sentence, not the if part, we use would or wouldn't. For example, what would you do if you were bitten by a snake? What would you do? It's a hypothetical example, right? Then, I'm not going to bed yet. I'm not tired. If I went to bed now, I wouldn't sleep. if I went to bed now, I wouldn't sleep as a second conditional because it's hypothetical, imaginary. I'm not going. Another one. Would you mind if I used your phone? Again, it's a polite request. Could and might are also possible, as I said at the beginning. If I won a lot of money, I might buy a house. It is possible that I would buy a house. Or, if it stopped raining, we could go out. We would be able to go out. All right, guys, so this is the gist. This is the gist of the first and second conditional. We are going to jump into exercises now, and I'm going to make a separate audio file for that because I think it's easier for you to listen to separate audio files in case you wanted to re-listen the explanation of grammar. So I'm going to stop now and listen to me next with the exercises part. All right.